You read that on Peck, on the outer wall of the house, right above the doorway. Even if the reed is 100 amos above the doorway, maybe it's a tumah kolshu, divrei Rabbi Yeshua. It would carry a tumah that's underneath it, if there's a gedayah when I made underneath this kana, it would spread that tumah right into the house through the doorway. Even if the kana is only a kolshu, even if it only protrudes a small amount from the house, according to Rabbi Yeshua. As we had a mishnah out that exists a ledge above a doorway, even if it sticks out only a kolshu less than a tefah, the tumah that's underneath it would spread through the doorway and into the house. But the difference is that the mishnah had said that a ziz that's more than 12 tefachim above the doorway, if it's a kolshu, it would not spread tumah into the house, only if it's a tefah. But a kana has a different din. A kana, even though it's only a kolshu and even though it's 100 amos above the doorway, it would allow tumah that's underneath it to get into the house. The difference is that a kana is movable, not attached in a permanent way to the house, it's on pegs. So therefore it can be brought down closer to the doorway, so therefore the din of the kana is that even though it's high above the doorway and it's only a kolshu, it would allow too much underneath it to get into the house, as opposed to a ledge which is permanently attached to the house. If that ledge is only a kolshu, only if it's within 12 tefachim from the top of the doorway, would a tumah that's underneath it spread into the house. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yomer, ah yachmer zeh min aziz. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, let us not be machmer, let us not be more stringent by the case of kana than by the case of ziz. Just like we said by the case of ziz, that if it's a kolshu, only if it's within 12 tefachim from the top of the doorway, would a tumah that's underneath it get into the house. The din should be the same by kana, only if it's within 12 tefachim at the top of the doorway, would a tumah that's underneath it get into the house. So if the kana is 100 amos above the doorway, only if that kana is a tefach, would a tumah that's underneath it spread into the house, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. A ledge that goes around an entire house and extends into the doorway of the house, three finger width, which is less than a tefach. Tumah b'bayis is kelon shetachteha tmeah. If there's a tumah kedayis ben amei inside the house, any kelon that are outside the house, underneath the lead that goes around the house, would be tumah. And the tumah that's in the house would go through the doorway, underneath the part of the ledge that's in the doorway, and then it would go around the entire ledge and would be matami any kelon that are underneath the lead that are outside the house. Tumah tachtav, Rabbi Eliezer matami is b'bayis, Rabbi Yeshua matami. If there's a tumah underneath the ledge outside the house, Rabbi Eliezer is metame the entire contents of the house. As according to Rabbi Eliezer, the tumah would go underneath the part of the ledge that's in the doorway, and it would then enter into the house and be metame the house. While Rabbi Yeshua is metame, according to Rabbi Yeshua, since the ledge only extends three exposed into the doorway, it doesn't extend the full tefach into the doorway, that ledge cannot carry the tumah into the house. Now, even though Rabbi Yeshua agreed in the beginning of the mission that when the tumah inside the house, the tumah would go out the doorway underneath the part of the ledge that's in the doorway and be metame all the kelim around the ledge, even though in that case also the ledge only extended three exposed into the doorway, it didn't extend a full tefach into the doorway, the answer is that it's much easier for a tumah to get out of the house and be metame the kelim around the ledge, as since a tumah inevitably is taken out of the house, so it's easier for the tumah to get out of the house even while the tumah is still in the house, as opposed to in the case where the tumah is outside the house underneath the ledge, it's much more difficult for the tumah to get into the house, since a tumah is not generally brought into a house, so therefore only if the ledge extends the full tefach into the doorway would Rabbi Yeshua hold that the tumah would go underneath the part of the ledge that's in the doorway and enter the house. The same thing would be true in a courtyard that is surrounded by a balcony. There's a house in that courtyard, and there's a balcony all around the house, and the bottom part of the balcony goes all around the house and extends three exposed less than a tefach into the doorway of the house. If there's a tumah in the house, and that tumah would exit through the doorway and go underneath the part of the balcony that's in the doorway and rise up into the balcony and be matame the kelim in the balcony. And if there's a tumah kedayis min hameis in the balcony, the tumah would extend to the part of the balcony that's in the doorway and would enter the house and be matame the contents of the house. That would be according to Rabbi Eliezer. While Rabbi Yeshua would disagree, he would hold that in such a case, since the balcony only extends three exposed into the doorway, less than a tefach, the tumah cannot enter the house if the tumah is in the balcony. Only in the case where the tumah is in the house would the tumah exit and be matame the kelim in the balcony, as we explained, that since a tumah that's inside a house inevitably will be taken out of the house, it's easier for the tumah to escape from the house even while the tumah is inside the house, as opposed to a tumah that's in the balcony, which will not be taken into the doorway of the house. It's much more difficult for that tumah to enter the house, therefore only If the oxygen extends into the doorway of Tepa, would Rabbi Shua hold that the Tumah in the balcony would enter the